أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أتحاجوننا في الله وهو ربنا وربكم ولنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم ونحن له مخلصون. أم تقولون إن إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارى؟ قل أأنتم أعلم أم الله؟ ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عنده من الله؟ وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم أعنس وحشتي في قبري، اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters listening in at the madrasa, and those who listen over receivers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that we have gathered again for this majlis of zikr, and to add to the noor of the majlis of zikr, we have had the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, or the khatam of the Quran Sharif. And in fact, that is the greatest zikr, the greatest remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or the best remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is the recitation of the Quran Sharif. So in this majlis of zikr, we have had the khatam of the Quran Sharif, which is a great ni'mat. Now normally we have on such occasions a full bayan on the virtues of the Quran Sharif, etc. So the Quran Sharif, as you heard just now in the recitation, that it is hudal lil muttaqeen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it a guidance for the people of taqwa, those who have got khawfi khuda in their hearts, those who have got fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And many times I've explained this, that this fear of Allah ta'ala is not the kind of fear that we talk about of lions, of cheetahs, of wolves, and of hijackers and murderers and killers. They also instill a fear in our hearts. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fear is not of that kind. Allah ta'ala's fear is that which is born of love for Allah ta'ala. How a lover does not want to displease the beloved. So in the same way here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who has blessed us with all our faculties, with all our material possessions, and all our spiritual assets. It is nothing but the blessing of Allah ta'ala. This recitation of the Quran Sharif, or memorization of the Quran Sharif, you think it is possible, is an easy thing, especially if the person does not even know the Arabic language. It's practically impossible. We cannot even by heart or memorize a page or two of a foreign language. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the memorization of the Quran Sharif easy. Children of 4 years and 5 years have memorized the Quran Sharif. People have memorized the Quran Sharif in 3 days. And for 6 months, there are so many of them that memorized it in 6 months. And then 2 years and 3 years and 10 years, there are so many that you can't even count. I was at one institution recently, and I was told that 140 of them, 140 boys completed the Quran Sharif, or memorized, made hifz of the Quran Sharif. And in the section where the girls are doing hifz of the Quran Sharif, 74 girls memorized the Quran Sharif. Now in 1 year only, this is just in 1 year. Now this is a miracle, it's a mu'jiza of the Quran Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it easy for memorization. But just as it is easy to memorize, it leaves the person too that easily. It leaves the person quicker and faster than the person memorized it. If there is negligence that is shown, the person does not read the Quran Sharif, the person puts it on the shelf and then forgets about it, then it leaves the heart also. And if that person brags that I have got an excellent memory, the whole year I don't read Quran Sharif, in Ramadan I go on the musalla and I don't make one mistake, and there's something wrong with that hafiz's head, because the Quran Sharif was not memorized so that it be read only in the month of Ramadan. And if that person is still able to memorize, but there is no noor of the Quran Sharif in the person's heart, because he hasn't been reciting it the whole year round. So the Quran Sharif, when Allah Ta'ala says that it is hidayat for the muttaqeen, then lots of people find a kind of a problem understanding that ayat. That if it is a guidance for those who have got taqwa in them, piety in them, God fear in them, then what about people like us who don't have that piety and taqwa? Is it not a guidance for us? Because one place Allah Ta'ala says hudal lin nas, then it is also hudal lil mu'mineen. So indeed it is hudal lin nas. But from the people, who are those people that will truly benefit from the recitation of the Quran Sharif, the people that will truly benefit will be those people who have got taqwa in them. Because when that person has got the azmat, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, and he understands that it is the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala used to pick up the Quran Sharif and say, "Hada kalamu Rabbi," and he collapses. That's the kind of azmat he had in his heart. There are so many incidents of this nature. So when the person has got azmat of Allah Ta'ala, greatness of Allah Ta'ala, glory of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, and then he reads the Quran Sharif, so then he is the one that is going to make amal on that Quran Sharif. So the muttaqi is the person who will be making amal on all the ayat of the Quran Sharif, because it was not revealed just for recitation. It was revealed so that we may read it, understand it, and practice upon it. Now we all know that the whole month of Ramadan, there will be talk about the Quran Sharif, there will be recitation of the Quran Sharif. So many Quran Sharif khatams will take place around the world. And even if a person has to listen to the entire tafsir of the Quran Sharif, as happens in many places in Pakistan, India and other parts of the world also, that just in the month of Ramadan, in the 30 days, from the morning they start till the evening they continue, and they do tafsir of the Quran Sharif in 30 days or 40 days. But at the end of that period, how many are those that will make amal on that what they have heard? Even if I have to sit now with the tafsir of the Quran Sharif and read the whole tafsir, how much amal will I make at the end of the day? So the amal or the practice will be in accordance with that person's love of Allah Ta'ala, azmat of Allah Ta'ala, and his piety and taqwa. Otherwise, we will read the ayats that say, "Aqimu salah wa atu zakah," establish your salat, give zakat, and still we won't make salat. The very next fajr we will miss. We will listen to the Quran Sharif that must establish salat. So we heard the ayat, but the next morning we will still be negligent, we won't make our salat. Or we will continue our whole life in that pattern. We will listen to zakat, but we will not be giving zakat. Fasting, hajj, speak the truth, don't speak lies, be honest, be truthful, fulfill promises and pledges, distribute the inheritance in accordance with Islamic law. Now all these things are part of the Quran Sharif's teachings. So who is the one that's going to practice? The person that's going to be practicing will be the one who has got taqwa in him. If he doesn't have that, then he will read ayat upon ayat, but it's not going to have any impact and any effect. So therefore it is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala when He blesses somebody with the tawfiq of memorizing the Holy Quran Sharif. And as you have heard many, many times, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself also said, "Man qara al-Qur'an fastazharahu fa'ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu adkhalahu Allahu al-Jannah." That's the first part of the Hadith Sharif, that the entrance into Jannat is subject to two conditions. One is that the person reads the Quran Sharif, he memorizes the Quran Sharif, three things, and then he makes amal on the Quran Sharif. Then he will be entered into Jannat, and 10 family members of his who were destined for the fire of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala will accept his shafaat, his intercession, and send them also to Jannat. And many other ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam very, very clearly mention the point of amal upon the teachings of the Quran Sharif. So tonight I will read a few couplets from this very beautiful Nazam on the Quran Sharif by Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Ghazab hai humko ab haasil nahi hai lutfe ruhani. Ghazab hai ہم کو اب حاصل نہیں ہے لطف روحانی بلا دی آہ دل سے ہم نے تعلیمات قرآنی. So we have forgotten the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Therefore we are no more enjoying spirituality in our lives. The تعلیمات of the Quran Sharif we have forgotten. We recite the Quran Sharif for the sake of sawab, and that too sometimes. Otherwise, generally our homes, which at one time used to begin, or our days used to begin with the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, Now our day begins with BBC, CNN, and with listening to all news broadcasts or reading the early morning newspapers. That is how our days begin. So generally that is what is happening, and a few people read the Quran Sharif. But understanding and making amal on the Quran Sharif we have forgotten, and therefore we don't seem to have any spirituality in our lives. There's no ruh, there's no life. Our hearts are dead. We may be walking, running, talking, traveling from country to country, conducting our businesses, marrying and doing everything which a person who has a heart that is beating in his chest normally does. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not consider such kind of people as people of heart. The people of heart are those who in their businesses, in their homes, in their daily lives, they implement the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. Then that heart is alive. Then that person will still do the same thing. He will eat, he will drink, he will travel, he will conduct his business, he will marry, he will do everything. But now that he is doing it according to the teachings of the Quran Sharif and that of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, so that heart will then be termed as being alive.
Wo Quran aakhiri paigham hai jo Rabb izzat ka, mubarak ho mubarak qadr uski jisne pehchani, مبارک ہو مبارک قدر جس نے اس کی پہچانی.
White BM 388924. It says Mubarak to the person, congratulations, Mubarak Baad to that person who made Qadr of this Quran Sharif. It is the last Peygham and message of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. All the books were revealed, and after that the final one was the Quran Sharif. So those people who have made it the object of their life to make amal on the Quran Sharif, then congratulations to them. The person who appreciated this great gift of Allah Ta'ala, it's a great gift which we haven't appreciated. Ask those people who do not or cannot even obtain a copy of the Quran Sharif. There are many countries, remote areas, and even in our African countries and many other parts of the world. There are some areas where those Muslims are thirsty. If any person goes and gives them one Quran Sharif, then that person is so grateful to that person who gives him the Quran Sharif. They haven't even seen the Quran Sharif. But because our shelves are filled with Quran Sharif, so therefore we have no real qadar of it. And as far as qadar and appreciation is concerned, one person, one father, he complained to one Allah wala, and he said, "Aaj kal meri aulad jo hai, meri qadar nahi karti hai. My children, they don't appreciate me. They don't show any kind of appreciation. Meri qadar nahi karti." So that Allah wala, he said, "Aaj kal aulad laylatul qadar ki qadar nahi karti, to tumhari kahan qadar karegi?" They don't even make qadr of Laylatul Qadr, where they're going to appreciate you. So we haven't appreciated this great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is in our hands.
Wo Qur'an bazme ruhani hui abad pir jisse, wo jisne dur kar di aake dunya ki pareshani.
People were living a life of sin, of vices, of murder, killing, looting, raping, arson, and everything else that we can think of under the sun was happening in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, prior to his inviting them towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala, prior to Islam being presented to them. If you look at the history of those people, then what is that which is happening now? It is nothing in comparison with that which was happening then. Burying of daughters alive. Now all these things were happening. Then what brought the reformation? What brought a revolution? What brought the total change in the society? It was the same ayat of the Quran Sharif. As the ayat were revealed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, and when the people implemented in their lives, the lives changed. Peace came, happiness came, contentment came, satisfaction came, respect came, honor came. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. All that was through the barakat of the Quran Sharif. But when they appreciated it and made amal on it, so then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them. Their pareshani disappeared. All their worries and concerns and their restlessness and anxieties, all that pareshani, it all disappeared. In Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Tayyiba, there is a cold drink, shani. So the person who has got sugar problem, it is a very delicious drink. But if he is going to push many cans of that, then I tell him that that shani will then bring pareshani. Because that's what I did, and I start getting pareshani after that. So the Quran Sharif removed the pareshani. And even today it can do the same thing. Wo Quran jo sarapa noor hai, rahmat hai, barkat hai, pilata hai jo apne aashiqo ko jaame irfani. That Quran Sharif, jo sarapa noor hai, rahmat hai, barkat hai. Read the Quran Sharif, understand, make amal, and then see how much of noor there is in that Quran Sharif. Every letter is filled with noor. But there needs a polishing of the heart before we are able to absorb that noor. If we don't do that, then we will keep reading and we won't experience any noor. Our hearts must not be covered with sins. We say we must demist the windscreen. If there's a lot of mist on the windscreen, then we say we must demist it. If we are not going to demist it, then there's going to be accidents. So now the car has got the ability to move fast. But if there's a lot of mist, if the person does not demist, then he's going to cause accidents. So like that, the person who makes amal on the Quran Sharif, then it is as if he has demisted his heart. All the rust which comes on the heart by the recitation of the Quran Sharif, it is removed. So it is full of noor, full of rahmat, full of barakat. And pilata hai jo apne aashiqo ko. And the Quran Sharif, what does it give to his ushaq, the jame irfani? The drink of the marifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now, since it's a majlis of zikr, we will be having some zikrullah. But what we have been listening to in the many, many khatam jalsas, it is time now that we make a change in our lives. The Quran Sharif must come into the lives of the huffaz and ourselves too. It is not only for the huffaz that they must make amal on the Quran Sharif. And when we see some hafiz in the drug house, or when we find him in the cinema or the rave club or somewhere else, then he gives us some kind of a shock. And nowadays it doesn't even give any kind of shock. There's so many now that we don't even get shocked anymore. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must protect. But it was not only for the huffaz. Every person has got some portion of the Quran Sharif in his heart. So it was for everyone to make amal. So this majlis of zikr that we have here, it is to get that himmat and to get that courage in our lives to make amal on that which we know. We know so much, but we don't seem to have the himmat to make amal. So this is why we have the Zikrullah Majlis, to polish the heart. I will conclude on one example which I gave many, many times, especially in Madina Sharif, those people who were around. I said, if you have to enter the masjid, if you have to enter from the section where the ladies' entrance is at the back, so as soon as you enter from that section, if you look at the tiles are polished in such a way that you get a total reflection of all the light fittings that are above. Look into the tiles and you will see the total reflection. If it is on, if there's a frame on top, Allah Muhammad, you will see a reflection of that in the tiles. And all the light fittings and the chandeliers and everything, you'll find it inside, as if it is right inside the tile. When you are walking, sometimes you just feel that you are walking on all those frames. So I said, this was stone. It was nothing but stone. What else was it? But when man made an effort on stone and he shined it and polished it, then look at what this stone became. That it absorbed the reflection of all that was on top, all the light fittings, as if all those lights came right inside. So when we come to Madina Sharif, there's so much of noor here in Madina Sharif. I said the masjid is full of noor, the mihrab is full of noor, The Riyazul Jannah is full of noor. The Roza Mubarak is full of noor. The Gumbad-e-Khazra, the Green Dome is full of noor. The angels that are bringing all the time the Durud Sharif from all parts of the world, how much noor they have. Madina Sharif itself full of noor, and then the noor of all noors, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. Then why is it that after making umrahs upon umrahs, hajj upon hajj, and visiting Madina Sharif 120 times in our lives, why is it that still we don't experience any kind of kafiyat in our hearts? Sometimes when we go there and we come back, we come worse than what we went there. The thing is that we haven't made any effort to polish these hearts of ours. So all those light fittings are there, all that noor is there, but nothing is coming inside. Because we are going there with hearts which are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. Our namazas are becoming qaza. Sometimes our beards are clean shaven, our pants are flowing below the ankles, and we are engaging in adultery and fornication. And even though we are there, but from there the person is still contacting his illicit beloveds. Now all these type of things, if we are going to go and do there, then which kind of noor is going to come into the heart? But if the person makes a little effort and polishes this heart, and then he goes to the Roza Mubarak and says, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Then see what kind of noor comes into the heart. If a person has to go to the Victoria Falls or Niagara Falls and he says, I came back but no water came in my pail, in my bucket, then we'll say you had it upside down. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless the hafiz of the Quran Sharif Imran with the tawfiq of reciting it in abundance, understanding it and making amal on it, and reward the parents, his teachers and everybody else who was involved in any way in assisting him in the completion of that hafiz of the Quran Sharif, and also all other huffaz of the Quran Sharif, whoever assisted them and helped them, Allah reward all of them. But the greatest responsibility is now upon the parents to ensure that we give them an environment in the home which is conducive to practice. That is the important thing. I think I mentioned that one home I went to visit, one little young boy walked in, and the father went on and on that what a fantastic memory he has and how he memorized so many paras of the Quran Sharif, and he's just coming now from his classes and everything, he went on. And this young boy that had walked in, first of all, from his dressing, you couldn't really make out who he was. But after that, he came and he just put the Quran Sharif on the television. He came and placed it right on the television, as if that was the shelf for the Quran Sharif. Now somebody will switch on the television, what will come out from there? Tilawat of the Quran Sharif will come out. Noor and Barakat will come out. Angels will come out. So it is important that all of us assist also in creating that kind of environment, so that they can make amal. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. We are asking Allah Ta'ala to change our hearts which are filled with negligence, heedless we are. And it is not difficult for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We must make dua to Allah for a change of our heart. If Allah Ta'ala can give man the science of transplant of hearts, then cannot he transplant a spiritually sound heart into our body? So we must seek from him too and make an effort also. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. Oh Allah, how long am I going to spend my life in sins, in vices, in evils, in disobedience? How long? A day is going to come when the angel of death is going to extract the soul from every part of my body. آنے والی کس سے ٹالی جائے گی, جان تیری جانے والی جائے گی, آنے والی کس سے ٹالی جائے گی,
جان تیری جانے والی جائے گی، روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی، روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی، تجھ پہ ایک دن خاک ڈالی جائے گی، ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے۔ الحمد للہ رب العالمین، والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین، یا ارحم الراحمین، یا اکرم الاکرمین، یا غیاث المستغیثین، یا راحم المساکین، یا حیو یا قیوم، برحمتک نستغیث، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ، موسٹ لونگ، موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ جنرس اللہ، موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ، موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ، موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ، او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ۔ یا اللہ، ان دس مجلس آف ذکر وی ہیو ہیڈ دا کمپلیشن آف دا قرآن شریف، یا اللہ ود دا برکت آف دا قرآن شریف فور گیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس، یا اللہ فور گیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس، وی آر ناٹ جسٹیفائنگ اینی آف اوور سنز مائی بلوڈ اللہ، وی آر ناٹ جسٹیفائنگ اینی آف اوور سنز، یا اللہ ہاؤ کین وی جسٹیفائی سنز بفور یو، یو ہیو سین ایوری تھنگ دیٹ وی ہیو ڈن، یو ہیو ہرڈ ایوری تھنگ دیٹ وی ہیو اسپوکن، یا اللہ یو نو دا تھاٹس دیٹ کراس اوور مائنڈس، یا اللہ ایون اف اٹ از اے ٹائنی لٹل بلیک اینٹ اینڈ اٹس کرالنگ آن اے پچ بلیک راک ان دا ڈارکسٹ آف دا ڈارکسٹ آف آل نائٹس، یو آر اوے آف دا موومنٹ آف دا ٹائنی لٹل اینٹ، ہاؤ کین یو مائی بلوڈ اللہ ناٹ بی اوے آف اوور موومنٹس، اٹ از جسٹ یور ٹالرنس دیٹ یو ڈو ناٹ سیز اس دیر اینڈ دین، My Allah, you could have brought embarrassment, disgrace, suffering and humiliation upon us when we committed sins. But how loving you are, how forgiving you are, how generous and kind you are, how tolerant you are, that in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. You are giving us modes of transport to travel around. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with our sight, our hearing, our speech. Day and night, 24 hours, you are showering your bounties upon us. Ya Allah, yet we use most of those bounties for your disobedience. Our sight for your disobedience, our hearing for your disobedience, our speech for your disobedience. So much of our wealth goes in discos, cinemas, movies. So much of our wealth goes in haram places. So much of it goes in nothing but show. Ya Allah, so much of it is used in haram. Yet you are giving us so much to eat and drink. Very Allah, but tonight we are pledging. We do not want to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of nights. My Allah, there can be no such thing as darkness for you. You who have blessed billions of people with sight. How can there be such a thing as darkness for you? We were only fooling ourselves if we thought that no one was watching us. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Do not call us to account, my beloved Allah, for our actions and deeds. What account can we give before you, my Allah? Ya Allah, hum iqrar karte hain ki hum gunahgar hain, siyakar hain, badkar hain, mujrim aur khatakar hain. Ab sab kuch hai bande magar tere hain, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan? My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. You have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our body. Ya Allah, our hearts have gone beyond the stage where even a bypass could help. Ya Allah, we need a transplant of a spiritually sound heart. Ya Allah, you have given man the intelligence to make computer chips. They record billions of pieces of information. Just one press of the delete button and everything can be wiped out. Oh my beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Hamare gunaho ke upar delete button dabad. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, our sins are more than the leaves on the trees of the forests of the world. My Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Therefore we have raised our hands before you this part of the night. You are listening to us, my Allah. You are watching us. You even know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Bless us with barakat in our lives, barakat in our homes, barakat in our time, barakat in every bounty that you bless us with. Do not snatch and seize away all the bounties because of our sins and disobedience. Ya Allah, throughout the world there is nothing but calamities and disasters. Ya Allah, we do not know what we are going to face in future life. My beloved Allah, don't let shaitan and nafs misguide us. Nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation. And your azab in this world and in the qabr and in the akhirat. And Ya Allah, you want to bless us with a life of peace and happiness and contentment. A life of satisfaction, a life of prosperity. A life of goodness in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat. Ya Allah, save us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us to shame. Ya Allah, protect us. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition around the globe. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, it is our actions and our deeds which is bringing about this reaction. But my Allah, if you forgive us, you can change the condition around the globe. Ya Allah, halat ummat ke badal de. Ya Allah, ummat ke halat badal de. Don't look at our sins anymore, my beloved Allah. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Ya Allah, the Quran Sharif, which was completed with the barakat of the Quran Sharif, change the halat of the ummah around the world. Ya Allah, give all the huffaz the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif and make amal on the Quran Sharif. Give all of us also the tawfiq to read, to understand and to make amal and propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, reward all those people who assist in any way to the huffaz of the Quran Sharif in the completion of their Quran Sharif. May Allah make this Quran Sharif sadqa jariya for the parents. Ay Allah, puri ummat ka hal badal de. Ya Allah, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, for whom he suffered so much. He was stoned in Taif, his Mubarak shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, we cannot even see one drop of the blood of our beloved child. Ya Allah, here stones are being thrown at your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The angels too must have cried. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Uhud, his teeth were shattered. He falls down unconscious. 3 solid years he was ostracized and boycotted. He stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. When he goes into the Haram Sharif, and goes into sajda, intestines of animals placed on his back. Ha, my Allah, how much he sacrificed for the ummah. His concern was nothing but the ummah. When he is informed that that ummah for whom you cried so much, the ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, is in the discos and cinemas and theatres and adultery and fornication and fraud and all kinds of haram. So much so that in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif also so much of haram indulgences. Ya Allah, how much of hurt and injury it must be causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Bless us with a life of peace and happiness and contentment. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq which is 100% halal. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, give us complete shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance and every other sickness that is in there. Ya Allah, protect us from jealousy and envy. Ey mere Allah, hamara banja, hame apna bana le. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangata hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangata hoon. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangata hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangata hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yahi raat din mein dua mangata hoon. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, Ya Allah, make the children nek and salih. Obedient to you, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the parents. Give the parents the tawfiq to remove from their homes and lives everything that is bringing so much of corruption in the lives of the children. Ya Allah, make our hifazat from all sides. Make our hifazat and the hifazat of the ummah from all sides. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. For those who have made up their minds, they will never accept Islam and continue with oppression and tyranny and suppression and persecution and torture of the ummah. Then, my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Send flood waters against them. Ya Allah, remove them from the surface of this earth like you remove the Aad and the Samud. Cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ik din marna hai akhir maut. We have to leave this world. Recently, so many have been departing suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. We don't know when the angel of death will visit us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, or in adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram action. My Allah, don't cause any kind of embarrassment to come to us, or our parents, or the families, or the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be the best day of our life and the day that you are most pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he asked for us, how much he begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma. Istimaat gash talim ko qabool farma. Madaris, masajid, khanqao ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, wherever classes for the production of huffaz is taking place, Ya Allah, sabko qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And my beloved Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the problems that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is experiencing. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, remove their difficulties, their pain, their suffering, their hardships and their problems. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله